parents' ancestry. I think I've asked you earlier, but this goes on down and ask again, or about your husband's parents' ancestry, what country they came from.
Well, now, my husband's mother, she was a society belle and was raised back before the Civil War and had slaves of her own to wait on her. And her mother and father died, though, when they were, she was rather young. And her older sister was married to a Dr. at Warren, Arkansas. And they took her down there. And then they sent her to a girls' finishing school, academy, at Princeton, Arkansas, where she took music and dancing. Mm-hmm. They were Presbyterians. And my husband's father came down from near the capital of Missouri. Can't remember exactly.
Columbia, near there.
Springfield's capital.
Springfield. Okay.
Came and fought in the Civil War on the South side, on the Confederate, mm-hmm. by the Confederate. And he was also a writing teacher. Wrote the most beautiful hand and taught it. People did back in those days. You never hear such thing now. But then, after the war was over, my husband's mother was, I'll say, was teaching school, and she, of course, she lost her slaves and when the war, in the war, when mm-hmm. they, Lincoln declared the, what is it, something, proclamation?
Mm-hmm.
What was it, where did it come before that? He declared the, well, he meant he freed the slaves
mm-hmm.
on the 19th of June, way back there in the Civil War.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
the proclamation.
Emancipation
proclamation.
Yeah.
When Lincoln declared the Emancipation Proclamation and freed all the slaves,
mm-hmm.
then Grandmother Griffin had no more slaves. She mm-hmm. went to teaching. And Grandfather Griffin, as I said, came down from Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And then they met and were married after the Civil War was over. Mm-hmm. I've got all that in books down there if I could just find
them. That's okay.
Oh, I've got it all in where she passed away and where she lived and all.
Okay, tell me about the community you live in, the size of it, some of the people. Some of the people.
Well, I really don't know, but Watson Chapel, okay. I'd say it'd have about 3,000 people in it now. I just a wild guess.
3,000.